Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Please be seated. In a moment we will sing the concluding litany of the saints. Please do sing it with us, and then the closing benediction of the Blessed Sacrament after the procession. After services this evening, please come back to Helpster Hall, where we'll be having a little reception to honor the ordination anniversaries of our two young priests, and of course to celebrate fittingly as well St. Gertrude's feast day and our anniversary and the conclusion of another blessed 40 hours devotion. At the low masses this morning was read for the proper last gospel, the Sunday gospel, which tells the story of the mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which is the least indeed of all seeds. But when it is grown up, it is greater than all the herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not the least of the glories of St. Gertrude the Great is that our sanctuary is a nursery of priests. Seven priests anointed with the uncreated grace of Christ, the eternal high priest, have been born on our altar. Each of them, a little mustard seed, meant to grow up into a great tree to shelter our Lord's dear little birds in their branches. For these 40 hours this year, and it is a year of grace to have two 40 hours in one calendar year, Father Cicada and I thought that we would invite our young priests to preach, and they did, and they did so very well. We're wondering, of course, if that marks us now as the old priest, but that's another topic. Father Romola opened our devotion by speaking of the priest as the Alter Christus, and Father Palma on the Saturday yesterday of the paradox of Catholicism, the seeming contradiction. And Father McGuire was good enough to remind us this morning that one of the paradoxes is this: unworthy though we be, we are all of us meant to be an alter Christus by sanctifying grace. And after that he went on to praise our great patroness, St. Gertrude the Great, the saint of devotion to the Sacred Heart and the Blessed Sacrament, and the saint of confidence, the saint of Holy Communion. Last of all, this evening, before we close, I want to speak a few words of glory to Almighty God and to His Blessed Mother and to our great patroness, St. Gertrude. For all of these 30 years, since we were but a little mustard seed in size. Now remember, a mustard seed, they say, is about half the size of a sesame seed on your average hamburger bun. It's not much at all. You could miss it easily. Father Romola's story Friday night touched me about the 30 years that some priest left church managed to survive, and how the faithful, when the priest came back to them, showed their gratitude by always being in the church every day faithfully, because for those years they felt his absence. No priest, no real presence, no holy sacrifice of the Mass. Now, as in the story here at St. Gertrude, there's always someone here adoring our Lord each day of the year and assisting at Holy Mass. perhaps not so many as we or priests would like, but there's always someone to give thanks before the tabernacle. I remember our story 30 years ago in someone's living room in Milford, Ohio, resolving to open a mission for the sake of the Catholics in the greater Cincinnati area, who, like Catholics throughout this country, had already been then 11 years without a valid mass or sacrament or a priest to preach them the true faith. There were two groups at that time sending in priests to Cincinnati. One of them, called the Orthodox Roman Catholic Movement, was destined to die out in just a couple of years' time, and the other, the St. Pius X Society, was destined in God's providence to be betrayed, and how sad it is to say these words, by the very bishop who founded it, betrayed in the course of secret negotiations of compromise with the One World Church and Ratzinger, who would go on one day, of course, to lead it. But the priest who came into Cincinnati and who served it, who served you, were faithful and did not abandon you. They watered the little seed month after month at first and then week after week. And now you see, in 30 years, its fruit. How many sacraments have been given? All seven. How many holy sacrifices of the Mass have been offered? And all of the rest. So many blessings for so many souls, and so much glory for our good God. And behold, now 5 years already, we are in this spacious, this handsome new church and school. We are even able, as our church and our school continue to grow, to move forward, building now a convent, continuing the beautification on the outside and on the inside. We have three priests living here now, and many masses all year round, and all of the rest. 40 hours straight on our knees. I wonder if our little boys could bear that. 40 hours straight on our knees would not be enough to begin to thank our Lord for his immense mercy to us at St. Gertrude the Great. 30 years ago, amidst death and destruction, a little mustard seed blew into the Ohio Valley. St. Gregory, another great, St. Gregory the Great, a wonderful pontiff, says that Christ is the mustard seed which, sowed in the sepulcher of the garden, arose as a mighty tree. Sowed in the sepulcher, dead, dead and dying, was this archdiocese 30 years ago. The Catholic Church fully eclipsed, or so it seemed, Christ in his tomb. Here, as in most places throughout the church. But as the great Gregory, Pope and Vicar of Christ, tells us, the seed from the sepulcher has risen into a mighty tree. And birds come now to seek sustenance and shelter spiritually in its branches. We've got birds from Belgium and Germany and France, and birds from Mexico and Argentina and Nigeria and Russia and Poland. And it all started with a little mustard seed. These are facts, as is the truth of our own utter littleness and unworthiness. How delightful it is to meditate the paradox of our position. Remember a mustard seed, smaller than your average hamburger bun sesame. And you have a handful of them. There is nothing at all. And yet, and yes, and yes, to God be the glory, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and of Mary. Ours will be, as Father McGuire reminds us today, a continued confidence as we go to the throne of grace. The future? Our Lord has so spoiled us in this little corner of the church that it almost seems that the chastisement is not going on. But be sure, my dear faithful, be sure that it is. Even though we are relatively comfortable, one day it may be that the lash will be felt at the last, and certainly it is no more than what we have coming to us. Will it be at the hands of the government? Will it be due to the economy? Will it be the unholy alliances of the One World Church, which now has a fully functional Latin Mass branch? But that is, with all due respect to our Republican friends, that is just lipstick on a pig. Pray for those. Pray for those who once walked with us. I think even of the family that were the late founders of this work of St. Gertrude in Cincinnati. And you, take heed that ye be not seduced. For our Savior sleeps yet in his sepulcher, and the seed has not yet sprouted. And the future is hidden from our eyes. But the present, today, and the past, 30 years of yesterday, which have so quickly passed, what a pageant of praise to the mercies undeserved of the Sacred Heart in our behalf. I thank you for being part of the growth which is St. Gertrude the Great. And may God reward all who were with us in the past, whether they are now living, wherever they may be, or whether they are now deceased. May they be in the arms of Jesus, we pray. For the future, we hang on to the paradox, and we exult in it. We, the littlest, and the least, who have no business doing any of this, we are surely slated for even more growth, to sprout even more branches, to welcome even more of God's little birds. And today we will go to his heart. And tomorrow's little mustard seeds are already in hand. And I think we'll be planting them again tomorrow with confidence. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.